I feel that there's been a lot of miscommunication so far regarding the ordinance, the proposed route, what people are allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do. So I've encouraged the deputies currently to be rather lenient with enforcement, just because I don't think it's fair to strictly enforce something that's not being clearly explained. I want people to know their expectations. Once the county board and the townships get together and there's a route finalized, I will encourage the deputies to strictly enforce the parameters of the ordinance, encourage people to stay on their routes, and just to try and maintain some sort of control, and out of respect for the townships and their decision on what roads they want to be utilized, I want to encourage the law enforcement to be able to enforce those rules that the townships and the county sets to keep them on the routes.
So long story short, if you're operating a side-by-side and you're not on a designated route, you're going to get ticketed.
Correct. I will encourage the deputies. I won't require them. Of course, there will be some discretion within each officer, but I will encourage them to strictly enforce the ordinance as it's written and all of the rules that apply to it. And yes, I would say they should expect a citation, whether a county ordinance citation or a state citation, if they choose to willfully violate the rules set forth.
And then as far as the routes that have been approved by the county board tonight, are you okay with those? Have you had a chance to review those or look at those closely?
I haven't really been able to review them myself. I got notification of the proposed route in the county board packet that was sent to me by email. They're all designated by county highway names, and it's not an address that we use for 911 purposes or law enforcement purposes. So I haven't been able to find a reliable resource that shows me what the actual county highway designations are at this point. I was provided a map, but looking at the map that I was provided by a third party, it doesn't seem consistent exactly with the description in the actual ordinance. So I don't really have enough information to render an opinion at this point.